Maria Santamaro deliberately schedules the Scranton Cultural Center's music festivals during the months when the weather doesn't lend itself to out-under-the-skies music making. The beauty of the Cultural Center is the building itself. So, hand-selecting a lineup of bands and placing them in one of the seemingly endless spaces in the building simply makes sense. Why not give music lovers a chance to have a festival-like experience as the spring unfolds so they don't have to wait? String Fling is an annual event held at the Scranton Cultural Center, and this year's festival is on Friday, April 19th, with a number of bands, including this one. Dave Brown and the Dishonest Fiddlers. We had a chance to speak by phone with Maria Santamaro, artistic acquisition and program manager at the Scranton Cultural Center, and Dave Brown, who's been involved with String Fling from the start.
I've been working with Dave Brown and the Dishonest Fiddlers for quite some time. And I don't know, we just sat down and had a conversation about putting a show like this together and how fun it would be. We first did it in the ballroom. We set it up like a festival kind of setup where it was more of a showcase. And we brought in different regional similar acts, some bluegrass, some Americana, some folk. Am I right, Dave?
Yeah.
And Dave has been helping me curate this over the last several years, and we have a blast working this out. We have since moved it up to Shopland Hall on the fourth floor, which is, I can't even explain it. It's such a beautiful room, and it's great acoustically for this type of show. And Dave can talk a little bit more about the music.
Yeah, it's a really intimate room up there, and I think it kind of is ideal for the show and the nature of the music. You know, the bands that we have, we've had a list of people that we've wanted to try to include since the beginning, since the inception of the event. But I'm always really happy with the lineup, but I think that this year is probably my favorite. We've got a band, the Joe Cerotti Trio is the headline this year, and that includes my buddy Pete, who's the bass player, who would have been on the lineup before COVID in a band called Milkweed. So it's funny, we've talked about the event a bunch, and he's like, man, I've been waiting years and years and years for this show to happen, you know, because he got canceled, unfortunately, with COVID. But yeah, this year, I think it's probably my favorite lineup that we've been able to come up with so far. And we've got my friends Kenny Roby and Amy Labor from up in Woodstock. And we've got another group who I'm not quite as friendly with, I would say, but it's a band that I saw back at one of the Cornstalk festivals. Andrea Asparelli played with a band called Cricket Tell the Weather. And they've been around the area. Maybe some people will remember that name. And, of course, my band, I'm happy to be playing with as usual. But, yeah, I'm really excited for our guests and the bands that we were able to bring in this year.
Dave, tell us a little bit about what you all try to do. Who's in your band and what you all try to do?
Well, my band is a four-piece band. We've got Jamie Novak on the percussion, on the drums. Jasper Picciotti plays the upright bass. Sean Caden plays just about anything that you can put in his hands, usually mandolin and guitar, but he's been known to, like I said, play just about anything, kind of our utility player. We've been working out a lot of harmony singing and really like honing in on the sound. It's still a very loose, fun sort of approach to, I think, this old-timey music that we like so much. We've been calling it, instead of bluegrass, we've been calling it browngrass. And that's the name of our new album, which I'm anticipating having copies of at the String Fling.
Do you all write, or does somebody specialize in original tunes? Do you do traditional stuff as well?
We do, yeah. We take some traditional songs and kind of turn them on their head. But original songs, that's really the primary focus. And that always has been the kind of my main focus with performing and playing music for people. I mean, I also take pride in trying to introduce new songs to people and songs that I've kind of dug up. And I enjoy that just as much as playing a song that I made up, you know, because it all comes from somewhere and it's hard to really claim originality these days, you know. But I think being able to play some of my favorite songs and songs that, whether I made them up or I just kind of dug them up somewhere else, I think that's what I like to do, and that's where I'm at so far, so currently.
Maria, let me ask you, just overall, String Fling fits into the whole picture of music at the Scranton Cultural Center. You have musicals, Broadway musicals. You have the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic. You have the Guitarmageddon. You have String Fling and so much more. You're downstairs in the basement, the open mic. Tell us a little bit about this historic building.
Oh, the building is so wonderful. And it's just so funny, too, because, and Dave can probably say the same thing, every time we go into the building, we see something new. You know, the Scranton Cultural Center is actually a historic building. It's on the National Historic Registry. And the project started back in 1927 and was completed in 1930 when the building opened. It is still a Masonic temple, so it's the Scranton Cultural Center at the Masonic Temple, which is a Scottish Rite cathedral. The one beautiful thing about the whole building is that it's multifaceted in that there are several different performance spaces and rooms for, you know, multi-purpose events. And that's why, you know, we looked at this and we were like, wow, we loved the space that it was in originally, which was the main stage facing the ballroom. But it felt that it was a little bit too... We wanted something a little bit more intimate for this type of show and the type of music that's being played, especially given the fact that it's really celebrating the art of storytelling by way of, you know, original songs. And I think that each of these bands that are included in this lineup they're different from each other, too, and tell stories in a different way. But you'd like to have that intimate audience that's up close and personal, and I think that this room does that. So we're really excited about that. This is our third year up in that space.
You're definitely right on the money with that, Maria. I think it is up close and personal, and not that the ballroom isn't, but there's much more of an intimacy with Joplin Hall. And I would even say that the sound and the acoustics are better up there for the style of music that we're doing.
Precisely, because it's predominantly acoustic, and kind of reminds me of a miniature little Grand Ole Opry setup, maybe.
It's like a little old chapel, you know, with the wings, and it's just great.
And what about the scene, Dave, for this type of music in our area? You mentioned Cornstalk, and how do you see things here? Pretty strong scene for this kind of music?
Yeah, I mean, Cornstalk, I would have to really give a lot of credit to. For example, that's how I was introduced to the Cricket Tell the Weather, and that's Andrea's old group. But yeah, Cornstalk was a really great event that I was able to network and meet so many great musicians in this whole scope of folk Americana roots music. It's kind of hard to put labels on this stuff sometimes. And that's kind of cool that you can sort of carve out a little thing for yourself and still fit and align with some other people doing their thing. And it's not like we're playing the same music, but it's a complementary thing. So it's nice that we're able to kind of do something on a smaller scale at the Cultural Center since the Cornstalk is no longer. I'm grateful for all these little things in little ways and big ways. It makes a big difference for the community to have something like that.
It really does make a difference. And I think that little showcases like this, I hate to use the word little, but, you know, smaller in size as far as the number of artists that are performing in the show. I mean, it's just four as opposed to a bigger festival where it's, you know, many more than that. But I think smaller festivals like this, or smaller showcases, if you will, really help not only the musicians, but the fan base get to connect with all of these artists in a more intimate way. And even if they're meeting them for the first time, it's a great way to network and develop the fan base that's going to follow each band to the bigger festivals that they play.
And so, Maria, this is doing what you had hoped it would do.
It is doing what, yeah. I'd love to see it grow. We always want to do bigger, better. That's always the goal with everything we do. But it's always a work in progress, and it's always, you know, the wheels are always in motion.
Repeat the particulars for us.
The show itself is Friday, April 19th, which is next Friday. Doors are at 7. Show starts at 7:30. There is no intermission. It goes nonstop. As soon as it starts at 7:30, it's a festival-style showcase, so it just continues on. a little 10-minute changeovers in between, so you can get up and do a little stretch and go get a beverage or something to eat. And also, too, we do encourage dancing because we know that we have dancers that like to come for the, you know, the more fast-paced music. It's fun to dance to. And the other thing, too, is all of the music here, and Dave can attest to this, appeals to everyone, I think. None of this is boxed in to any one given genre. I think that whether you're six or, you know, 106, people enjoy this music. So it's really cool to see the vast age groups and different backgrounds in our audience. Very diverse.
Now that's a dishonest fiddler if I ever heard one. We heard from Maria Santamaro, artist acquisition and program manager at the Scranton Cultural Center, and Dave Brown of Dave Brown and the Dishonest Fiddlers. Dave has been working with Maria over the years on this event. This year's String Fling will take place on Friday, April 19th at the Scranton Cultural Center, and the bands will perform in Shopland Hall. Doors open at 7 and the performances begin at 7:30, no intermission, and dancing is encouraged. For more information on the web, scrantonculturalcenter.org, scrantonculturalcenter.org. String Fling at the Scranton Cultural Center, Friday, April 19th, doors opening at 7 and the performances get underway at 7:30. For more information on the web, scrantonculturalcenter.org.
More than I can chew. You know that no good woman, she treats me.